In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There are two images that are mostly lost to time, as far as understanding, that can be found in the Holy Gospel today. But they're both important. One of which we actually talked about Wednesday night in our Bible study. Let me explain the first one. This idea of shepherd would have been known by everybody in Israel. What do we think of when we think of shepherd? We see it, that picture right there, don't we? We see a kindly man standing with a shepherd's crook that goes and chases after the sheep and brings them back. But we have this bit talking in there about a stranger's voice. So what would happen were shepherds were the most trustworthy people in Israel in the beginning. And they would be out on the plains, letting the sheep graze, protecting them from all the animals, the coyotes, the lions, what have you, anybody that wanted to steal them. So when they would have a sheep that would wander away, what do you suppose they did? Just go after it with that shepherd's crook? They wanted to make sure it couldn't wander away again. They wanted to make sure that it understood that the shepherd was their life, that he was their protector, that he was the one that watched over them, that he could only do that when they recognized and came to him. So when they had a lost sheep, especially if it was a young sheep, they would break one of its legs. They would carry it on their shoulders. And they would go from place to place with the sheep on his shoulders. And they would feed it. And they would get it water. And they would nurse it back to health. So that the sheep knew who the shepherd was. Knew from whom their salvation came. This would have been something that was understood by a great number of people in Israel. They probably saw it on a daily basis. But there is a more obscure and unique message in the gospel today. That is the idea of the gate. We hear Jesus say, "I am the door, I am the gate," right? It's very interesting when you look up the way that they would tend sheep. And they still do this today because it is that effective. But they would travel from place to place, and there were these little paddocks that were already built, little corrals for the sheep. A lot of times they were square, a lot of times they were circle, a lot of times they were stone walls, but they were whatever was handy, a place where they could go. The doors were always open. There was no gate to open or close on them. The doorways were always open. What happens is the shepherd takes the sheep and herds them all into this area in front of him. The doorway is only about as wide as a man. And the shepherd would lay down in that doorway and physically become the door. Do you get that? He would physically become the door. That way, anything inside the paddock that was getting out, he knew to be one of his sheep. Anything that was trying to get into the paddock from the other side had to go over him, and he knew it was a danger. Likewise, anything he heard trying to come over the walls was either a thief, a bandit, or a predator. This brought up in the Bible study class, what do we say about God's Word? What do we do with God's Word? Because some of this stuff really seems unbelievable, right? Some of this stuff really seems bizarre. Like, I am the doorway. How do you become a door? Well, I've just told you. But the implications of that are far-reaching. You see, it's become popular to say Christianity is a way. Christ is a way. Christ isn't even necessarily God. Just a good guy. But if you believe in the primacy of Scripture and you understand the metaphors that he's using, Christ cannot be a way. He is the good shepherd He is the gatekeeper. He is the doorway. It changes things when you understand the metaphors that have been used. And you have a choice to make. Do you believe him? Or do you not? The implications are far-reaching when you have something that we just had. Easter. Do you believe that God rose on the third day? Is he a gatekeeper? Is he the good shepherd? If the answer is yes, then your duty is clear. If the answer is maybe, but I don't know how I feel about the Bible, I'm not sure I can get behind this, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong, but I'm going to say let's talk about it. Anything I can do to help, anything you have concerns over, let's go through. My job too is to be a shepherd. But not the kind that breaks your leg so that you know my voice. See, that's already been done for us. Christ, in dying, chose to break his own leg so that we would know his voice. Became victor even over death and stands as the gate for us. You gotta love the images. You gotta love the images that you see in the Bible, and they seem so hokey at first that you don't understand them or that they're inconsequential. And I remember the first time I found out about what a gatekeeper, what a shepherd being a gate actually was. And my response to that was, holy crap, that's really cool. And oh, by the way, that part of the gospel now makes sense to me. It's never what we first see, but we need to look deeper. We do that when we hear our shepherd's voice. And we desire to come in through the gate. Have a blessed Easter. Amen.